We played a soundbite from the Oscars yesterday, one. It was the acceptance speech of Gary Oldman. I was remarking that he's a very British guy. He lives in America, but he's been here for 20 years or however long. But he retains his British accent, but it never comes out in movies when he plays like Commissioner Gordon in the Batman movies. And what a great actor he is. And he's well known as an all-around good guy. You don't see him doing all the mortally sinful shenanigans that you see the other ones doing. But during his acceptance speech yesterday, oh, here it is. Thank you, Mrs. O'Connell. Best producer ever. What? Yeah, but I only need the part where he gets up there and he thanks people. And I want you to pay attention, though, to one part of what actor Gary Oldman said when he accepted the Academy Award for Best Actor. By the way, I haven't seen this movie, but I've seen still shots. And apparently he had to wear some sort of a fat suit like Mike Myers did in the Austin Powers movies, because that's not him on those screens. Anyways.
Well, my deepest thanks to the Academy and its members for this glorious prize. I owe this and so much more to so many. I've lived in America
once,
for the longest time, and I am deeply grateful to her for the loves and the friendships I have made and the many wonderful gifts it has given me. My home, my livelihood, my family, and now Oscar.
I mean, what a humble, contrite man. Now, what did he say? I've lived in America for more years than I can remember. And I am deeply grateful to her for what she... Now, listen to the flipping list that he goes down. Now, folks, we ought to all identify with this and say, yeah, Gary Oldman. This is what we... All right. When someone does something that we want them to do publicly, why aren't we the first ones out there to go like, good job, Gary. Good job. As I said yesterday, the only thing he could have changed was, and I'd like to thank God. I wish he would have. Now let's just tick the list down one more time.
I've lived in America for the longest time, and I am deeply grateful to her for the loves and the friendships I have made and the many wonderful gifts it has given me.
Wonderful gifts. He's a patriot.
My home.
Home.
My livelihood.
Vocation.
My family.
Family.
And now Oscar.
And now Oscar. And now a little reward there. Now, that's as star-spangled awesome as anything Donald Trump has ever said, as anything any member of the talk radio mafia or the TV conservative mafia have ever said. Where's the MAGA cavalry? Why isn't this guy all over Fox and Friends this morning? Why is it this footage all over everybody's radio and TV shows? He should be right-wing America's favorite new bestest friend, BFF. Is he? I asked Mrs. O'Connell to do some research. Can you find me some stories of conservatives praising Gary Oldman?
0.0.
Oh, that's right. I forgot it was Oscar. He must be a lib. And he didn't bring a gun to the ceremony, so it didn't flash, you know, an NRA lapel pin or anything. So what a tarred loser he must be.